It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll be honest with you. Most of the non-answers didn't bug me. How did your... Because, I mean, we kind of put them all in a row right there.
He couldn't say a lot. I get that. I do agree that it's a bad look for him to be out there so soon. But that doesn't mean internally they don't have more information or they know what... I don't know, man. Like, they put him out there.
So the only answer I thought Kevin could have given but didn't, when it comes to, optically, do you understand? I get why he sidestepped that. When it comes to what went into that decision, well, it's not just a Kevin decision, so opening up that can of worms doesn't really do anything for anyone. But if you're comfortable saying, we're going to let the process play out and let the legal proceedings play out, I think at the end, and I think it was Ashley Bastock who asked him what I thought was, like, and that actually, you know what? Let me give some real quick credit here to the Browns beat, because they kept trying to find a different angle to approach with the Mike Hall Jr. questions, and I thought each one of them built on the last question. But I think it was Ashley's question of Cleveland.com that was last, and she's like, okay, should we expect to see him out there until the proceedings or the process wraps up? That's where I think Kevin Stefanski made an error. You don't need... I know that I think Kevin's got this perspective of WIP where he grew up in Philly, and giving anyone anything is some giant big red stake that you're waving. I think you can give people a little bit of honesty in this situation without impugning the organization or making it look, hey, it's as simple as, should we expect Mike Hall out there? And by the way, the answer is yes. If he was out there today, if he was out there a day after being arrested...
So you think he'll be out there for the opener?
Until the league comes down, until the league puts him on the exempt list, until the whatever happens with his court situation wraps up. And again, I don't expect it to be wrapped up by September 10th. And even if the legal proceedings, let's say charges are dropped, which is certainly something that can happen and has happened plenty of times when these things, when domestic violence disputes involve NFL players or athletes in general, that doesn't mean the league's going to be done with it. But the simplest thing to say is, because we're respecting the proceedings, this whole process, Mike is going to be out there until whatever comes of this situation. And by the way, he doesn't even have to add the until. If Mike is capable of practicing, we're going to have him out there practicing. As long as he's healthy and cleared to go, we're going out there. And I think that little kernel of honesty, which, by the way, he did say it. If you listen to that, we're going to let the proceedings play out. Guys, that means he's going to be out there. But you can, I think that's that little bit of honesty that you can give everyone that doesn't editorialize the process and become a big stink. Yes, people still aren't going to be happy to hear that, but I think because you've deferred the question, I think it's now every day he's out there, it's going to be a new, what the hell are we doing? Whereas I think if you put it to bed, hey, if Mike's healthy, Mike's ready to go, as the process plays out, we're going to have Mike out there. There. You don't have to answer that question again tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after, and you don't have fans every time it's brought up swing at the old proverbial beehive.
I feel like Andrew Berry should make those comments.
This is tough, man. Coaches really are.
This is more administrative, though, dude. Like, if Stefanski, to your point, what you're saying is, like, he's coaching the football guys on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. And the other stuff, I think he's like, all right, am I allowed to put him out there? What are we doing with this guy? Is he going on this list? Exempt? What? That's what he's... I mean, that's all he knows. Like, he's got to coach who's on the field.
I think that Kevin has drawn that distinction before. I just know that if Kevin didn't want Mike Hall Jr. practicing, Mike Hall Jr. wouldn't be practicing. So, yes, I think you're right. I can understand why you would want to see Andrew Berry, But if you're going to speak to the media, it's okay to give a kernel of something real. And I don't think this is the case, because Kevin, I think, has gotten more comfortable with the media. But I think in press conference type situations, he clams up still in a way that I, again, we're talking about nil. But like, I think over time, if you give people that little bit of honesty, they might not like the answer. It might get a little bit more, might curry just a little bit more respect from that, the way you handle that specific thing. But yeah, by the way, if Kevin don't want to say it, yeah, Andrew should say it.
Somebody should.
Yeah.
Maybe the owner.
Ooh, after the Joe Smith comment 2 years ago with, and again, I appreciated that honesty out of Jimmy at the time. I don't know if you're trying to handle this from a PR perspective. Jimmy's a bit of a gunslinger still from the hip. There, and again, that's a good thing. Like, I appreciate the honesty. I don't know what I'm talking about this one. Because it would look really, if he came out and said, well, of course he's going to be here because he's a second round pick. If he was a sixth round pick, which again, I'm paraphrasing, that's what he said about the Deshaun thing. If his name was Joe Smith, he's not getting this opportunity. If he played that specific line, that's where all of a sudden headlines do come in handy. But yeah, I mean, I think if Kevin doesn't want to say it, that's fine. Andrew can say it. And then you sidestep the day by day sideshow that is this thing. Like, I'll be honest with you, because now they're comparing to the Joe Smith thing. I think that little kernel of honesty that you and I just talked about there with Kevin, all right, the first six questions, those were fair game sidesteps of the question. Totally get it. That seventh one was a legitimately, I mean, that was spot on. And that's something that you can take a little bit of the pressure out. Because here's the thing, tomorrow the questions begin all over again. And the questions for his teammates begin all over again. It's something they could have done. Give a little kernel of something real, some bit of truth, some bit of, hey, this is why we're thinking, this is where he's going to be, all that kind of stuff. I think if you do that in the Deshaun thing, I don't think it... I mean, it was always going to be a bleep show, but maybe your teammates, maybe his teammates wouldn't have had to answer questions every single game if you yourself handle that 2% differently.
And they didn't. So
did not.
And that's why you have fans divided with this team.
I think there's a lot of reasons they're divided. And I don't think, and by the way, I think some winning football is going to clear that division for a good amount of people. We should pass along, Denzel Ward is in the protocol. That's obviously very serious because of his history with concussions. So, man, we hope Denzel Ward's okay. Because, well, and listen, that's not just because he's a great cornerback and want him out there on the field. This is a lot of concussions, a lot of steps in the protocol for Denzel. At the end of the press conference, we also heard Kevin Stefanski talk about Jed Wills and about how Jed Wills is doing the work. He didn't really give us a timetable, but maybe kind of alluded to the fact that Jed is getting closer to coming back. And it's funny because Kevin also talked about the procedural issues from practice today with the offensive line. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say when you're playing your, you know, third, fourth, and fifth string tackles, it's tough to kind of expect your offensive line to be as functional as possible. And again, that's another thing I think you have to watch early in the season.
I think that's a pretty fair point. Man, what else, Nick, do we feel like in the next couple of days we need to hear out of Browns camp?
Well, I don't know that there's a lot I need to hear, but I'll be honest, if I keep hearing Deshaun Watson putting the 35, 40-yard lasers down the field and join practices, I like to hear that. It doesn't have to carry Ronane? I'm not saying that dog hunts, but certainly feel better about that dog when you hear that Deshaun is throwing the ball down the field. How about you?
I like hearing it. I want to see it.
Yeah, what do we got? 1 month's time? 22 days' time? Something like that? Keep the Cleveland sports scene on in the background at work, or wherever you are around your house. Tell your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. Do you have a problem with how Kevin Stefanski handled that press conference? It was seven straight sidesteps. I just think that seventh sidestep was a bridge too far.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.